I would like to continue with the continuing allegory of Pilgrim's Progress this afternoon. As last time we found out that Pilgrim and the hopeful met up with ignorance, and that they had various discourses along the way as they were on their way to the celestial city. In this particular part of the storyline, Christian and Hopeful meet Flatterer. You may remember that when Christian and Hopeful were in the Delectable Mountains, as they were traveling, they came across the shepherds who ministered to the sheep, and the shepherds told them as they departed, beware of the Flatterer, because the Flatterer could lead them astray. And so Christian and Hopeful, as they continued, they found that the Flatterer was a real character. That is, he was one that would somehow cause them to stray from the path if he could. So as they went on, and ignorance followed, because he was still wise in his own conceits, they went then till they came to a place where they saw a way put to itself into their way, and seemed withal to lie in a straight way which they should go. And here they knew not which way to take, as the paths seemed to run similarly together. Therefore, here they stood to consider which way they were to go in their journeys on to the celestial city. And as they were thinking about the way, behold, a man appeared to them. And he was wearing a white robe, but he was kind of blackened by the sun, and his countenance was not very light at all. But yet he wore a white robe, and so they thought that he must be a good man, a good character. And we find that as they were thinking about the way, they met this fellow wearing this light robe, and he came to them. They answered that they were going to the celestial city, and they knew not which of these ways to take. And so this Flatterer, he says to them, follow me, I will show you the way. It is the way that I am going as well. And so they followed him for a little way upon the road. But by degrees it appeared that the road was turning in another direction, and was turning away from the celestial city. And they desired to go back. That is, their faces began to be sad of countenance, and they felt that they were turning away from the truth and from the light of the city to which they hoped to find themselves. And as it appeared, as soon as they were well upon the road, that they began to be ensnared by this fellow called the Flatterer. And immediately his white robe fell off from him, and it showed for what he was, that he truly was a dark fellow indeed, and his countenance was cast down, and he had no hope in them. Christian then said, now do I see myself in an error. Did not the shepherds bid us beware of the Flatterer? And as the saying of the wise men, so have we found it in this: a man that flattereth his neighbor, he spreadeth a net. And so it is in Proverbs, in the book of Proverbs, in chapter 29, verse 5 and 6, as we see in the scriptures, it says, a man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet. In the transgression of an evil man there is a snare, but the righteous doth sing and rejoice. And so here are Christian and Hopeful. They are somehow overtaken by this fellow who was making himself out to be a good man and a good man of light, but it turns out that he has a dark countenance indeed, and he does not speak the truth. In Proverbs chapter 17, verses 4 and 5, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. It is only as God is able to get a hold of the hearts of those who follow him that they will be kept from the flatterer. For the flatterer is a false prophet. He is a false apostle. He is, after all, an angel of light. Hopeful goes on to discourse, saying, they also gave us a note of this direction about the way for our more sure finding thereof. But therein we have also forgotten to read and have not kept ourselves from the paths of the destroyer. Here David was wiser than we, for he saith, concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Thus they lay bewailing themselves and crying. At last they espied a shining one coming toward them with a small cord in his hand. But ere by this time they had fallen into this condition, and the flatterer had laid hold upon them. The flatterer, of course, is a false apostle, an angel of light. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 32 reads, and such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries, but the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits, and they that understand among the people shall instruct many. Yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity and by spoil many days. Well, the flatterer would have them in his grip. He would be one who would lay hold upon them. He would be one who would undo them if he possibly could. And so in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 13 and 14, for such a false apostles, dreadful, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. And so it is that the false apostles, the flatterers, are those who often speak a good word, but yet in the end they have many errors in them, and they lead others astray. In Romans chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, Romans chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good works and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. And so it is that with their false teachings, they lead many astray, contrary to the doctrine of the true apostles of Christ. At last they notice these shining ones coming to them, this one who had a small cord in his hand. And when he was come to the place where they were, he asked them whence they came and what they did there. They told him that they were poor pilgrims going to Zion, but were led out of the way by this one who was a flatterer, who bid us, said they, follow him, for he was going to the same place. Then said he with the whip, It is flatterer, a false apostle that have transformed himself into an angel of light. So he tried to ensnare you in his doctrine and in his teaching that would lead you astray from the celestial city. So they led them back to the way which they had left to follow the flatterer. Then as he asked them, saying, "Where did you lie the last night?" They said, "With the shepherds upon the Delectable Mountains." And he asked them then if they had not of the shepherds a great note of direction in the way. They answered, "Yes, he gave us a great note of direction." "But did you not heed what they said?" "No," he asked them, "why?" They said, "They forgot." He asked, moreover, if the shepherds did not bid them beware of the flatterer. They answered, "Yes, but we did not imagine," said they, "that this fine spokesman of a man had been he." Then I saw in my dream that he commanded them to lie down, which when they did, he chastised them with them sore, to teach them that the good way wherein they should walk. And as he chastened them, he said, "As many as I love, I chasten, I rebuke. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3, in verse 19 through 21. Revelation chapter 3. As here we find that the word of admonition is given. Revelation chapter 3, beginning with verse 19. "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." And so Christian and hopeful are chastened of the Lord. They are brought back to the place where they had left off. And now they are to travel again on their way. And it is because of these shining ones, these that have that job, as it were, to chasten Christians who need to be reminded of the right way and the truth. That Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me, by Jesus himself. Now after a while they perceived afar off one coming softly and alone along the highway to meet them. Then said Christian to his fellow, "Yonder is a man with his back toward Zion, and he is coming to meet us." And here we find that next they meet atheist with his back toward Zion. You see, there are many people upon this way to the celestial city, but they do not know the right direction to go, nor have they come upon that way by good means, by the means of the Lord of the Hill. Many have them come by their own idea, by their own vain philosophies. Many have come by their own flattery and words of good intent. Many have come because they are wise in their own conceits, or follow their own ignorance and the ignorance of this world. Hopeful, seeing this atheist fellow come to him, he says, "I see him. Let us take heed to ourselves now, lest he should prove a flatterer also." So he drew nearer and nearer, and at last came up to them. His name was Atheist. And he asked them whither they were going. "We are going to Mount Zion," they exclaimed. And Atheist fell to a great laughter. Then Atheist, being such a fellow that he was, he did mock them. "I laugh to see what ignorant persons you are, to take upon you so tedious a journey, and yet I like to have nothing but your travel as your pains." Christian saying, "Why, man, do you think we shall not be received? received. This is not such a place as you dream of in all the world, but there is in the world to come, said Christian. There is such a place as the celestial city, for the Lord of the hill has told us, and he has given us such a scroll upon our bosom that we might have hope of entrance. Atheist, when I was at home in mine own country, I heard as you now affirm, and from that hearing went out I to seek the way, and have been seeking this city these 20 years, but find no more of it than I did the first day that I set out. We have both heard and believed, said Christian, that there is such a place to be found. It is the hope of all Christians. It is the hope of all who trust in the Lord of the hill. Atheist, had not I, when at home, believed, I had not come thus far to seek, but finding none, and yet I should, had there been such a place to be found. For I was seeking one. I am now going back again, and will seek no more that which I cannot find. Then said Christian and Hopeful to his companion, it is true which this man has said. He does not seek the right way, therefore he is going back. Hopeful, take heed, he is one of the flatterers. Remember what it cost us once already for our hearkening to such a fellow, which, as we know, led us astray, and we did not take well heed, therefore were we chastened. Let us go on, lest the man with the whip overtake us, lest one of the shining ones come and rebuke us yet again. We should have been taught already the lesson, which I will sound to you in the ears withal. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the word of knowledge. Proverbs 19:27. Christian then responds, saying, my brother, I did not put the question to thee, for I doubted of the truth of our belief myself. But to prove thee and to fetch from thee a fruit of honesty of thy heart, as for this man, I know that he is blinded by the god of this world. As we know that the god of this world blinds the minds of those who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. Now do I rejoice, and do I have hope in the glory of God. So they turned away from the atheist, the man who is still seeking a truth after some 20 years, and yet has not found it, for he has not sought it with repentance and tears. I then saw in my dream that they went on until they came into a certain country whose air naturally tended to be one of drowsiness. If he came to a stranger into it, and here Hopeful began to be very dull and heavy to sleep, wherefore he said to Christian, I do now begin to grow so drowsy that I can scarcely hold my eyes open. Let us lie down here and take a nap. By no means, said Christian, we must not, though sleep should be sweet, and from the laboring, we must continue to labor. We must continue to go on toward the celestial city. Do you not remember that one of the shepherds bid us beware of the enchanted ground? He meant by that we should beware of sleeping. Wherefore, as in 1 Thessalonians 5:6, let us not sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. I acknowledge myself in the fault, said Hopeful. I had by sleeping run the danger of death. I see it is true that the wise man saith, quote, two are better than one. Hitherto hath thy company been my mercy, and thou shalt have a good reward for thy labor. The next time we come together, we will take Christian and Hopeful to the entrance to the celestial city. And as we do, we will find that they will find those glorious things that they await, those things that God should give to them because of the love and mercy and grace of God. and that they might approach that gate with much patience and labor and love as they look to the Lord of the Hill. And so Hopeful and Christian are nearing the gate at last. Even as we ourselves do wait upon the Lord, even as we have hope in Christ, even as we look to the Lord and desire to be with Him, we know that we must be patient and enduring, and we must suffer long, and we must realize that there are many trials along the way, but God is faithful, as He will continue to minister to us to the very day when we enter in before Him. Shall we pray together? Loving Father, we thank You for this allegory of the Christian life. Thank You, Lord, also for the scriptures that remind us that the way, the truth, and the life is in Christ and Christ alone. We pray, Father, that You will bless these truths to our hearts, that we might continue on faithfully and not be ensnared by any false prophets or apostles or those who would flatter or those who would lead us astray by their own unbelief. Thank You, Father, for Your mercies to us. Grace and salvation, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn to 352 in closing. Victory in Jesus.